Organization has become a feature of modern life. The organization of capital has reduced the cost of production and has therefore contributed greatly to the material prosperity of the world. Organization of labor has undoubtedly bettered the condition and raised the wages of labor. But in the power which organization has placed in the hands of particular individuals, it would be unreasonable to expect that there should not be temptations to abuse and oppression. When these are yielded to by the few as compared with the many exposed to them, and the law is violated, it's no reason for hysteria or a destruction of the whole social order. It's no reason for giving up the system of private property or forbidding the formation of corporations or preventing the organization of trade unions. It's no ground for the advocacy of socialism. We must take up the abuses in the good old Anglo-Saxon way, adjust our statutory remedies to the fitness of the thing, place our confidence in the public servants who show themselves alive to public needs and courageous and energetic enough to prosecute the offenders to conviction. We must not paralyze their efforts by loudly suggested suspicion of their good faith until there's some just foundation for such suspicion. It's too often the custom to characterize a man as a corporation man, or an anti-corporation man, or a labor man, or an anti-labor man. This is unjust, for most men in American public life are neither and wear no livery. It will indeed be an evil day in this country when the servants of the people are not generally admitted to be impartial between rich and poor, recognizing the value of organization of labor and capital, but favoring a policy which shall banish the abuses and oppression of organization in whatever interest. The truth is that 9/10 of the people of this country are neither in favor of a poor man because he is poor or a rich man because he's rich. They are in favor of all the people and the extending of an equal protection of the law to all people. They're in favor of protecting the rights of the corporation or labor organization as representing only a number of people united together for a common and lawful object, exactly as they would protect the rights of the individual. And on the other hand, they are in favor of protecting the rights of the individual against the organization, whether of capital or labor, whenever it uses its aggregation of power for unjust competition or unjust interference with the rights of the less powerful individual.